Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Welcome, everyone. And we have a special guest in the house. Cheryl, say hello.
Hi, how are you?
Cheryl is a member of the range, Woodland Park Range. She comes in here and shoots. And the other day, she grabbed me in the hallway and said she'd love to come on the show and talk about her life and her experiences and personal experiences. And it touched me. And I said, you know what? Email me a little outline of bullet points. And she did. And guess what? She's on the show. For most of you guys out there, it won't work for you. Too bad. So, yeah, Cheryl, talk to us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your surgeries, and everything else. And we'd love to share it with our audience.
Okay, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And I am a proud member here of Gun for Hire, and also a proud member of the NRA. And basically, in a nutshell, I have spinal stenosis. And that is where the S1 vertebrae, the lower part of my vertebrae, is basically collapsing in on itself. I have not had surgeries. I've had touch-ups, let's say epidural injections, trigger point injections, and I've gone through a lot of physical therapy to try to overcome this painful, crippling situation so that I can stand and have the privilege of walking and being able to have a life. This came on suddenly after from some unknown anomaly.
Really?
And I woke up one day in a lot of pain, and I was lucky enough to find a doctor, Dr. Jeff Pavel out of Englewood, and surgery wasn't an option. But I told him, I am an active person, a positive person, and I need to keep myself going. And he was able to help me, and he still helps me to this day, keeping me going with positive reinforcement, acupuncture. And every now and then I do have bad days. But
you were told you weren't going to be able to walk, correct?
Yeah, I was told I was not going to be able to walk from other doctors. I was told I was going to be needing front-to-back surgery. I was told I was going to be basically, you know, good for nothing. I was not going to accept that. I don't accept things like that lightly. So through research, I found Dr. Pavel, and he's a wonderful man, and he'll be coming to Gun
You're
for
bring
Hire
him as
soon.
A guest?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes. He's very interested.
So you got the doctor into shooting.
Oh, yes.
That's very good.
And he needs to because of what's happened, unfortunately, with other doctors that we've heard of in the news.
All over the country.
Yeah. And plus the fact I am a very active shooter here. I love this place, and I need to be able to lift up my shotgun. Mm. I'm only 5 foot tall. And
she's petite, listeners.
Okay. And I need to be able to lift this shotgun up. I need to be able to fire my Mosin Nagant. I need to be able to fire my rifles and use my Glock and all the other weapons that I love to fire here. And I have worked on strengthening myself also at the gym. And I wear your shirts at the gym quite frequently.
Oh, yeah. You get a lot of controversy?
Cheryl, were you a shooter before you before you had the spinal stenosis? Or?
No, I was not shooting. I was part of a shooting family.
Oh.
My father, late stepfather, was a big game hunter. My mom and my aunt, they also shoot. They've been certified.
So what got you? This sounds to me almost like this is part of your therapy.
This is my therapy. This is my come a couple times a week or as many
so instead
times
of, as instead of going to the physical therapist, you ended up taking up shooting, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Because it's a perfect exercise.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, especially for lower spinal stenosis, to be able to do the exercise of actually holding up that shotgun or holding a pistol out in front of you.
Exactly. And being able to have this place available to me, which I want to go into, is so important. It's an integral part of my life because it's an outlet. It's a positive outlet.
Yeah, it keeps your mind off of things, too.
Yes, I don't think about problems. I think about, where am I going to go have fun today?
Great.
I'm going down to the range. Where are the people nice at the range? You know, where am I going to get help if I need it at the range?
Great.
You know, this gun for hire is such a blessing, and I need to get out to so many of your listeners who have not walked through these doors or are hesitant to walk through these doors, especially women. Come, see it. When I first came in, I was enthralled. I signed up the first day, my husband and I.
How's your husband? Does he come here often?
Yes, he does when he's not working. And I've given him gifts instead of ties for Father's Day or for his birthday. I've given him the gifts of shooting, you know.
He now gets ammo.
You know, or
this is a great wife. You got to talk to my wife.
Yeah, or here's another rifle, you know.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like this.
I have to say, Gun for Hire, Anthony and Sandy, is a place where you can come and get classes. Taking classes, Jimmy is phenomenal. He has helped me.
Don't tell Jimmy that.
Oh no, we got to keep Jimmy. We can't.
He's the best.
He is one of the best and the nicest.
Great.
And he has set up so many classes for myself and my husband, and special classes too, where we have learned so much, and other instructors as well. Where they just are so knowledgeable.
I love the fact that you come here alone.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to build a place where women would feel comfortable, where they didn't have to be attached to a male to visit. And
yes.
I love seeing that. I love looking through the windows and seeing solo women shoot. I look up in the cameras and I see you walking in with your gun case or your rifle case. It just, that does it for me, because I know I've achieved what I wanted to achieve, because you're comfortable here. Walking through the halls, joking with the guys, joking with the girls. It's
yes.
not like being in a biker bar, which is what old gun ranges were.
Exactly.
It's actually now more female than it is male.
Yes, it's great.
It's really right. kind of cool. You come in on a weekend, and I bet you the women outnumber the men almost every single day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially on
a
weekend.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
We might have Jen Haas on the show next week to discuss her experience with Lipstick Bodyguard, by the way.
Oh, she, that's right. She, yes. Walter got her a Lipstick Bodyguard, and she, unfortunately,
she didn't have to use it, but she almost
was in a position where she almost had to.
I have one. I carry it with me, and you just never know.
It's always good to have. So make sure you listen to next week's show as well. Cheryl, we're going to get to you in a second. I just want to plug a few things. First segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com, Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or someone you know is within 30 miles of Dr. Eric's office, please check him out. He published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. He has a Facebook page, Waldorf Family Chiropractic. Please support those who support us. The last plug is, if you still have your NRA ballots, like mine do, mine's in my magazine right here to remind me. Scott Bach and Joe DeBurgolis. Bullet vote for Bach and DeBurgolis. I'll be mailing my ballot out today. So you can vote for one or two other people if you want, if you have a favorite son or something. But 35 people running for 25 seats, if you bullet vote, you make your vote that much stronger. So Bach and DeBurgolis. Cheryl, so you said you're a member of the NRA as we're talking about the NRA board. Let's talk about your Second Amendment activism.
Oh, yes, NRA. Mon en lave.
Come and take them, huh?
That is the mantra, and you don't need to do anything other than keep on talking about it and talking about it and keep people motivated. That's the whole thing. You got to keep our voices strong, and we have to keep our voices tight and together. You know,
yes.
We have a situation. If you open up the newspapers today, what did I read? Everything about the goings-on that's bad was theft. There was not one gun involved. Everything was about the heroin problem in Patterson or theft of certain situations. Nothing about guns. You know, people have to realize it's not a gun issue. If you say you're not allowed to take that cookie from the cookie jar, somebody's going to want to take it. It's human nature thing.
Right.
So if the way of thinking has changed, I think that people would not want to get guns illegally, and people would want to respect the law a little bit better if gun laws got changed. But nobody's going to be able to take their gun away from me. And what I fear is these people in certain situations that want to take guns away from people, and they threat. They just make idle threats.
Yes.
They don't act on them. Threats are never... Nothing ever evolves. It's like PETA. Oh, don't wear fur. You know, PETA people just go away. They just shut up after a while.
Except the gun grabbers are going to keep coming back and keep coming back.
But then we just have to keep coming back stronger Stronger and harder.
Absolutely right. We have to keep
louder
the message that it's not the firearm. It's the people who are committing the crimes. And
exactly.
That firearms save more lives than they do take lives.
Exactly.
How come you haven't gotten involved with the Second Amendment Women Foundation here?
I have not yet.
You probably should. So, and they have they just did a kids event, which
was
very
great
successful.
Kids event.
And Sherry wanted people to know on March 12th, they're having an intro to shooting for women. And on March 29th, they're having their monthly port meeting meet up here. And it's also SOAR's one-year anniversary. So, Cheryl, the ladies are really nice.
That.
Sandy and Sherry are really nice. And look on their calendar, and it's on our calendar, and you should check them out as well. And, you know, you talk about education and Second Amendment activism. Sandy sent me this February 19th. Two women were stopped. Excuse me, by Port Authority police trying to bring guns onto planes at JFK within 90 minutes of each other. One woman, it said, had a pellet pistol or BB gun, which I'm going to bet it's about you. Bet you it was an airsoft gun.
Yeah, probably.
We don't have the data on it yet. The other
because
woman.
Because they released her.
Yes.
With
the
a
other one, Narellis Beatrice Wiseman of Chatham, tried to get a .40 caliber semi-automatic on the plane at 7:15 in the morning. She said she forgot it was in her purse.
How could you forget that?
Ladies,
that's
guys,
a little bit.
Guys, ladies, you need to educate yourself and be prepared. We talk about this all the time.
But that's part of gun safety, and that's all part of gun education, and that's part of why we come here and get yourself certified.
Which is a perfect segue of what you were talking about. There's a woman in the Midwest that died 2 days ago with that bra holster.
She was looking up. She forgot what she was doing, and she did not think.
Yep.
She did not think. When you are using a gun, or you are preparing to use a gun, you have got to remember. You go slow, nice and easy. You remember your steps. You remember safety is the first step.
People get very lax sometimes and very familiar. Especially people, you could tell these are folks who have not taken safety training.
Correct.
They have not taken extensive training.
Exactly.
And it's how would you think about just getting into a car and just driving?
Right.
If Shanine Allen went to Philly gun training, Jose, she would not have gotten locked
Absolutely.
Up in New Jersey, because Jose would have told her, you can't bring your gun into New Jersey. She just filled out the application, got her gun, and started carrying it, and assumed she could cross state lines with it.
Right.
And that's what happens.
You
when
can't
you leave
do
a free
it.
State and you go to a socialist state like New Jersey.
But that's just thinking I can do whatever I want to do.
Correct.
You know, that's
I'm very proud of you.
Is that it's a mindset.
A 5 foot tall female, blonde with spinal problems, sporting lipstick, bodyguard, a Glock, Mosin Nagants, shotguns, and everything. Now, how many are you a closet gun owner, or are you out there? You don't care.
I don't care.
You don't care. All right. Well, some people, you know, they worry about their job, their neighborhood, their career. So what do your friends and family think about this?
Well, my family is all for it.
Okay.
The friends that I have are gun people
so you
as
keep
well.
A nice, tight-knit
I keep
circle.
It all,
Good.
You know, in.
Good.
And the community that I live in, unfortunately, is very democratic, socialistic.
Well, you live in New Jersey.
That. Well, you know, I know. I That's also it. Live in a community where, when I go to the range, I have my Mosin Nagant, my rifles, in a case that what's in there? You know, oh, I'm going
Golf
for
clubs.
Pilates.
It's my mat.
That's my Pilates equipment. What's
Which
in there?
Which you have to do in New Jersey.
Oh, you it's my camera bag.
Yeah,
because they ask a lot of questions. What's that?
Wow.
What does that mean? Nunya. What's Nunya? Nunya business.
Ah, I love it. Nunya
business.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come
right.
on.
Right.
But you know, if you start opening up to some people who are not into
right.
it and
right.
you live in the same building, then you're going to have problems. Same thing with the fur type people. But, you know, you have to, unfortunately, you don't want to tiptoe around your life. You want to live your life. So you do it in a certain way that...
doesn't get
you're
you
in control.
In trouble. Yeah,
you're in control.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're following the rules. And the idiots that don't understand are people who are, I say people who are idiots. I say that meaning they are uneducated, which means
narrow-minded.
Narrow-minded. They're scared.
Yes, scared.
And they don't have any clue. So that means I'm afraid. Oh, why don't you go take a class, or why don't you read, or why don't you come see what goes on?
Right.
Those are the people that need to get educated. Example.
And education removes all the fear.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
if you understand about the firearm, and it's like everything else. I remember people who were afraid of flying. Once they learn how an airplane works, they are instantly not afraid of flying anymore. It's the same with a firearm. It's basically just a piece of machinery, right? It's just a
right.
A piece of machinery that can kill you. So you have to have a tremendous amount of respect for it. But there's no need to fear it. It's not.
Right.
It's not going to hurt you on its own.
You're not jumping up and down. This is not a jungle gym. This is not an exercise place. This is a range, and you follow the rules. And the rules of the guns are. A, B, C, D, and E.
Right.
And
it's kind of funny,
them,
too, because we're here talking about and understanding one another about how we kind of have to disguise what we're carrying. We have to not really talk to neighbors who don't understand. And there are folks like in Colorado and Wisconsin and all throughout the Midwest who are they're shaking their head and saying, I can't believe how you people live.
Right.
And all throughout the South where we're, in Texas, we have a ton of listeners in
when
Texas.
When I lived in Texas, I bought my gun at Walmart. When I lived in California, we got our guns at Walmart.
Yes, exactly right.
All right. And that's, it was just, that's how it was. Different states have different,
different
policies.
States have different things, yes. And it's all about the people. And yet, Plano, Texas, where my in-laws are from, is the safest city in America. And I guarantee you go knocking on any one of those doors there's at least one firearm going to meet you. It's just how it is.
That's the first thing you'll see. It's the barrel.
It's amazing. But it's not the most dangerous city like Chicago.
Never.
No. All right, we're coming right back.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom. Oh, for the people. Freedom to the people.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. If you live within a 30, 40-mile radius of Montville, New Jersey, it's between four major highways and two counties, check out Ron Sousa's place. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a fractional rental of a professional office environment. No more working out of the coffee shop like a beatnik. I said beatnik.
Beatnik.
That's a word you don't hear that often.
You just lost Jimmy.
Montville Executive Suites has...
he's just shaking his head. No.
Montville Executive Suites
Dobie has... Dobie Gillis?
38
no. Rainer G. Krebs.
Private offices. No. All right. Telephone answering, mail, receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. He graciously lets the SAW group up there. He's volunteered his classrooms for me anytime we need them. So MontvilleOffice.com. On the Facebook is Montville Executive Suites. Jimmy's in the house.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
What's going on? Wow,
Cheryl and Jimmy have a rapport.
Yeah.
Yes, we
already.
Do.
We
love each other.
Up.
Yes, we do. Hi, Jimmy.
I just want to share a quick story because Cheryl keeps talking about education. Two things. Evan Knappen was a resounding success on last week's show, and I got a ton of emails, which I haven't responded to most of you yet, but I will. But Knappen talked about this national reciprocity, and guess what? It's bubbling up. And, of course, Chuck Schumer said he would fight it tooth and nail because he doesn't want people from out of state carrying guns in his state.
He's getting so much anti-gun money.
Let's hope Knappen is right and in October that the national reciprocity will be attached to an appropriations bill or something. Mm-hmm. The next thing I want to talk about is right after Knappen was on the show, we went into my office and we saw YouTube by NRA, and he was allowed to finally go public about it. And a lot of you know what happened to the 72-year-old Millville teacher. He's facing 10 years in prison and losing his state pension because he had a 300-year-old flintlock pistol in his car during a routine traffic stop.
Nice.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
He was a school teacher for 34 years, Cheryl. Okay.
Terrible.
And it's basically he's getting the same charges as if he was carrying a loaded 44 Magnum.
Welcome
and,
to Jersey.
Yep. And Knappen is on it now. This gun is a muzzle loader. You have to unscrew the barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a loader.
You have to unscrew the barrel.
Shoot one shot. The prosecutor, Knappen asked where the gun was. The prosecutor says we're doing ballistics testing on it now. They're going to fire
this
gun.
They're
going
to fire this 300-year-old gun and blow it up.
Okay. And this is New Jersey. And this is why you have to be educated for your state and federal laws. This is Cheryl talking about taking classes and getting certified. This is what it's all about, okay? This guy had a routine traffic stop, 72 years old, 34 years a teacher, not a speeding
and
ticket.
Volunteered the damn gun.
Volunteered the damn gun.
And volunteered the search, volunteered the gun.
Correct.
Listen up, people. I do not consent to a search.
Exactly.
Get a warrant.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yep,
don't be the nice guy. Don't say, especially don't fall for the crap. If you've got nothing to hide, then I can look in your
correct.
Car.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
It always ends badly.
So Schumer says he's going to fight it, the reciprocity tooth and nail, and this poor guy is looking at 10 years in jail and losing his state pension.
For doing nothing.
Over a 300-year-old collector's piece.
That he only bought simply because it fit a... a collection
he
of his
memorabilia.
Of memorabilia.
50s, 60s, and 70s.
Not guns. This is the
correct.
Only gun he ever bought.
Correct. Correct. So this is where we stand. So that's talking about education. So Jimmy, Cheryl keeps saying her and her husband have taken a ton of classes with you. So explain to me.
Well, all right. Well, when I met Cheryl, she had maybe one firearm at the time. Now she might have more than us, Aunt. I kid you not.
Good.
Every week I see her walk by. And, you know, I have the shades down in my room. And all I see is this blonde hair going up and down, up and down, up and down. And I know it's her because she's got a little pep in her step because she knows she's going to pick up a new firearm. But she's taken almost every class with us. Definitely family. Definitely alumni.
Thank you.
But, yes, it's been an honor. So ever since we've been in this new facility, I can't get rid of her.
Another life ruin.
I'll be taking more classes. I need to take more classes.
Good.
Yeah.
My
wife's getting nervous right now. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
She's here so much. So, but going back to what we were talking about, a couple weeks ago, I got a phone call from the court in regards to my New Jersey carry permit. And I thought I was going to lose my carry permit. Where really? I get a phone call. I was renewing my carry permit. I send in for my my qual sheet and everything. And the lady calls up saying, I'm from so-and-so, the Union County. You know, I work for the court office. And I'm just curious, why do you have 3 handguns down for your carry permit? And I go, well, I qualified with 3. She says to me, well, do you want to carry 3? And I know what she was trying to get at. And I go, I qualified with 3. She goes, but do you want to carry 3? I said, well, ma'am, if I qualified with each one, I'm allowed to carry the 3 different handguns. But are you going to be carrying all 3 at once?
And
that's why, right. And I knew she was going that route.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I go, I'm not going to be carrying them all at once. Then why would you qualify with 3 handguns? I go, well, it depends. Depends on my outfit
I'm wearing. Yeah.
Right.
You
if I'm
gangster.
Plain clothes, if I'm uniformed, right? She goes, you're trying to tell me, am I a gangster? I love that. She goes, you're trying to tell me you change the gun to your outfit? I go, yes. I go, do you mind if I ask you a question? I go, do you only carry a gun? I go, do you only wear one pair of shoes? Do you own only one pair? I go, do you only own one purse? So now she's getting real defensive and nasty. Because at this point, I thought I already lost
right,
it. You know,
yeah,
I said,
yeah,
you know what, point. God, just because someone doesn't know the law and doesn't understand what's going on, I go, I lost my carry permit. That's it. I'm done. So she goes, you know what, I'm going to have to call you back. So I go, well, what's the problem? She goes, well, last year or 2 years ago, you had an H&K down on your carry permit. Where's the H&K now? I go, I'm not carrying it. So you sold it. No, I never said that. I go, ma'am, I go, if you want me to qualify with my H&K, it's fine. I'll go ahead and I'll qualify. I'll send you a letter. No, that's not it. I'm going to have to call you back, she said. Then all of a sudden, a second later, she sees the judge walk by. She goes, you know what? The judge is walking by. I'll put you on hold. I go, oh, crap. I'm losing my carry permit now. No questions now. So she gets on the phone 15 minutes later, and she goes, Mr. Grimanos, I apologize. I'm sorry. Everything you did was right. I'm new here, and I didn't know And in the back of my head, I'm like, you idiot.
So they put
lost
a person who knows nothing at all.
Nothing.
And she's going to make laws.
And she's making
laws.
Determinations right yes. there.
Right.
That's amazing. Why right. would you care? Are you going to carry
job?
All three of
how
these
did she
guns?
Get the job?
Right. And she wanted me to say that I carry all three at once. You know, like, come on.
Which technically you could if you wanted
in
to,
theory,
if you qualified with all three. But
can't
why?
Can't carry all three at once. In a
you can't.
You can only carry one gun. We can't carry a backup gun or anything. No.
You can't even carry
retired,
a backup
though,
gun.
No. Can, right? Retired?
Retired can't carry a backup
okay.
gun.
Wow.
You're looking at a throwaway gun. Forget that.
Just an active LEO.
Yes. If they're approved by their department to carry a backup gun.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules constantly change.
Correct.
We have to keep up with that.
Correct. They're
we
constantly
have to
changing.
Constantly keep up with it.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
they're affecting what they want to affect, right? To make it more and more difficult until we finally say, screw it. This is not worth it. I can't tell you how many family members I have or retired LEOs who don't carry. And they don't carry because of all the crap that they have to
correct.
Go through.
Yeah.
They're like, why? I have to spend all this money for what? I had to carry that sled with me for 25 years. I don't want to have to carry the damn thing anymore.
Right.
And pay for the inconvenience of my pants drooping all the time.
No. Cheryl, have you shot an AR yet? Do you have an AR or no?
No, you have M1 Grand.
M1, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, you have an M1 Grand?
Yeah.
I love it. Jimmy knows a Mauser.
M14. She's got everything. She's got them all. Yeah.
That's great.
Let her shoot an AR,
yeah,
Jimmy.
Of course.
I want you to feel how light the recoil is because you were talking about handling your shotgun.
Yes.
And I hope your shotgun's 20 gauge, but it's probably 12, isn't it?
I have both. I have 12 and a 20.
She's got a 10 gauge on the way.
What's wrong?
But I
hope not.
But the 22 long rifle, I was a little disappointed. Didn't have too much of a kick.
All right, but so what you do is you put a little round 1-inch diameter sticker and send it back 10, 15, 20 feet, and you just increase the skill level needed and enjoy. Just remember, with a 22, you're doing everything you would do with a larger gun more
right.
economically, without the recoil, without the loud explosion, so you can practice on your trigger squeeze, your follow
exactly.
through, your breath control. You're absolutely right, though. When you go to shoot, when you shoot an M1 Garand, a 30 caliber rifle, then you go down a 22 long rifle,
it's sort of like a
yes.
letdown. But,
yes.
but you're like, my target shooting is great. It's like, yes. I aim perfectly. But what happened to the kaboom?
Correct.
Right.
And we
you
all
know?
Like that kaboom. But
yes.
So you have to try to look at it as a positive thing.
Yes, a positive
thing. I know the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been getting a lot of emails about the quick disconnect barrels.
This is Ask Jimmy. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I've been getting a lot of questions about it and positives to it. Now, there's a few manufacturers out there that actually make some quick disconnect barrel setups that actually come with an upper receiver and the proprietary barrel nut system. Pros to it, yes, it's easy to store. It's easy to travel with because you're breaking the gun right in half. It's almost like carrying the Kel-Tec, you know, folding it in half. You can easily, store it in your car when traveling or at home.
We'll be right back then, Jim.
All right.
Hold that thought.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
I'm ready. All right. And this segment is brought to you by Philly Cheesesteak Gun Training. PHILLY guntraining.com. Jose Morales, Philly guntraining.com.
Jose Chicharone.
If you are in what neighborhood in Philadelphia?
Oh, God.
Center City.
Not Center City again with the Center City. Tattoo this on it. Spring Garden,
Philadelphia.
Right up the street from Northern Liberties.
Right next to Holt Cigar,
Holt Cigar, really?
Holt Cigar is down there, yes. Good place, and they have a lounge on the second floor now. Not that I've ever been there.
Next to that?
No, but a few blocks.
We walked
from his place to Holt, so it wasn't that bad.
Nice. Yeah.
So listen up, ladies and gentlemen. If you need some training down in the South Jersey area or the Philly area, Jose is the man. Please check him out. Jimmy, you're going to get back into detachable barrels. Let's do that now. Cheryl, I want you to chime in anytime you want.
Sure.
Since you know as much about detachable barrels as I do, nothing. We can ask him questions. Go ahead, Jimmy, hit it.
So, yes, the quick disconnect barrels. There's a few manufacturers out there, such as LMT, Lewis Machine Tool, great top-notch AR manufacturer. What's nice about their quick disconnect setup is that it has a true monolithic rail system. It's not a two-piece design, meaning the upper and the fore end being separate. So you have that nice monolithic rail. What's nice about their system is that it's held on by two T30 screws, two Torx screws on there. You torque them down, but real quick and easy, you can take the barrel on and off.
Why though? Why do you want to take the barrel on and off?
I mean,
you can change the twist rate.
Well, you can, again, if one day I want to go out hog hunting, I want to put my 300 blackout barrel on there. If one day I want to do some long distance shooting, I want to put a 6.5 Grendel or a 6.8 barrel on there. I can do it within seconds. So that's the nice part about it.
Just by unscrewing that?
On the LMT, yes, there's two screws that hold it in place.
And it's an Allen screw, or
it's a Torx.
Yeah,
so it's a T30, if I'm not mistaken, that hold it on. You torque them down to 140 foot-pounds on each screw, and then you're ready to go.
So you need a little torque wrench with
it.
It comes with its own torque wrench.
Yeah, it comes with its own.
Nice.
So you can carry it around, no problems.
And you need magazines, too.
Yes, the only thing you would change on a setup like that, depending on the cartridge, if it's a 300 blackout, you don't need anything but a barrel. If it's the, let's say, like a 6.8 or a 6.5, you'd have to change out the actual bolt carrier and magazine and the barrel. So, and that's about it. Now, there's other manufacturers out there that are a little less expensive. LMT, an upper receiver from them goes for about $1,200 to $1,500 just for the upper. A complete rifle, you're looking at over $2,500. Dolos, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. D-O-L-O-S.
That sounds about right.
Say, right?
Yeah. Dolos.
They have a universal system where you can just buy the stripped upper receiver. It's about $180, $200. What's neat about their system is you don't need any tools to take it apart.
Oh.
So it's a detent system. Ratchet on, ratchet off with your hand, and that's it. So that's pretty interesting. Very limited with rail system. But what's nice about how do you pronounce it again?
Dolos.
All right. Very nice about their system is that you can actually use Yankee Hill machine products like their forends, and they have a wide selection. So that's a plus side to that system. And again, it's a detent system where it needs no tools to take on and off. There's a few other manufacturers such as DRD Tactical and MGI where they actually have a quick disconnect. So just like on your scope, if you had a lever mount, you could flip it on and off. So there's no torquing involved, no twisting. I like the DRD setup personally. Again, price-wise, about $700 for that system.
So it's about half the price then.
Yeah. Besides the Lewis Machine Tool and the Dolos. You wouldn't be able to use a piston system on there because their rail systems are too small to have a piston rod going in and out. So with the DRD, you'd be able to get a piston in there as well. So that's pretty nice. So, but again, you know, depending on what caliber you want to shoot, you might not be able to use a piston system. So there's a few guns out there like a 6.8, 6.5. You wouldn't be able to use a piston, 7.62x39. But that's the nice part about the quick disconnect features, changing them out real quick.
playing around. So you get more than one gun out of one gun.
Yeah.
See, now I'm old school where I like each gun committed for whatever
for
it's
what,
for.
Yeah, kind of like that.
You know, that's just me. Now, I like the idea of a quick change scope or a laser or dot or something. I kind of like that, especially what you're saying, where it's a lever and we don't have to worry about torquing it and it locks into the same position, correct?
Right, and that's the nice part about the LM, not the LMT, the DRD and the MGI. They both have that lever system where it's just ratchet on, ratchet off. That's
it. Wow, that sounds really cool.
Very interesting.
Yeah, you take the barrel on. I'm telling you, within seconds, you can have a new barrel on.
Let's ask a woman question now. So, Cheryl, since you've been getting into guns, have you been accessorizing?
Yes.
Cases and scopes.
Yes.
And hearing protection.
And also
recoil pads.
Recoil pads and shoulder pads, too, for that Moisin. That kick.
Kicks like a mule, huh?
Oh,
that's why I think
once you
shoot an AR, you're never going to go back.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, and also, you got to have all the right protection. You have to have all the right protection. I mean, you have protection here that you can rent.
Yeah, but you want your favorite colors.
You want to have your own.
Yeah,
you have
of course.
Colors, you know, things of that nature. But you always have to keep up with the times. And
correct.
Like Jimmy was saying, these new things coming out. I mean, this is
do you still
advanced.
Have that bedazzled headset?
I never had a
bedazzled. You never had a bedazzled one. No?
I love you so much, Jimmy. I'm going to just forget about that one.
We've seen them, though.
We have seen them.
Yeah, we've seen bedazzled headsets.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no. I go in there. Look.
It's a changing world.
No, you know, the two women I sponsor are 10 years old and 15 years old, two females, Sophia and Cheyenne.
Yes, I've seen Cheyenne on your radio show.
Yeah, so she's they're both doing really, really well. But I'm backing up the women 1,000%. Jimmy, when you teach a class, would you rather teach men or women?
Women all day long.
All day long.
Oh, all day long.
It's just so much easier.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Pay attention.
They pay
follow
attention,
directions.
They follow directions.
Ask the right questions.
Right. Exactly right.
Right.
Don't pretend they know
anything.
Shit.
Yeah.
Take our time.
Yeah.
Without
no rushing.
Doubt.
No rushing.
That's what probably makes them better shots than anything else.
You can leave a woman in the range with a loaded gun and come back, and she still has all her fingers and toes.
That's right.
You know what I mean? If you say to a woman, I have to run to the restroom. I'll be right back. Don't
right
touch
back.
That.
Yeah.
She will touch it.
She will touch it, yeah.
With a guy, as you're going through the second man trap door, you hear, boom, pow.
Oh, wow. We got a first aid kit.
I'm in the range teaching a class. And it's funny because I'll teach, let's say, first that pistol. And a couple ports down, we'll have someone shooting a rifle, and every guy has to walk over there
to see what's
going on,
what's making a big noise.
Every guy, women.
That's what happens with me when I have my moys, and they all want to know what is that. Then they come over, and then they see this person in the chair like this.
Yeah.
So you attract your own crowd.
I do, I guess. You know.
Well, the gun's about as tall as you.
And then it also came with a bayonet, just in case.
Do you take the bayonet
ammo.
In?
No.
Oh, that's die with. I would definitely take the bayonet.
I brought it in just to show the.
That's like napping with his shotgun coming down with his shotgun with a bayonet. It's just the most incredible sight you ever want to see.
It's okay.
Evan
very,
Appen
very
with his night vision goggles and his bayonet mounted onto his shotgun. If we walk into Evan Appen's
house. You break
house.
Into his house, that's how he comes
that's
out,
how
from,
he
the,
comes out
from the
yeah.
bedroom.
Whoa.
Night vision goggles with a semi-auto shotgun with a bayonet on it.
With a bayonet, yeah.
But you want to know something funny? You know what these people, they try to hold you up. You know, you say to yourself, they don't practice, so they don't even know how to shoot.
We hope.
You hope.
You hope.
Always have to pray and hope. Because,
right. You
know, you never want to keep yourself, people have to be educated, but you always have to protect yourself.
If you've ever shot a gun, and if you're ever breaking in, I don't care whether they have any experience or not. If they're a criminal and they come in, and you are standing them off like you know what the hell you're doing, they're out the door.
Oh, they'll run, they'll flee.
Yeah, but if you're standing there and you're shaking, oh, don't come in, I'm gonna shoot. They know they're gonna be able to take that gun away.
Exactly.
From them.
Whether it's strong.
I don't care
strong.
if he's an operator or whether he is just a slug or walked off the street. They know.
Right.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The last thing I want to add, I have like five letters. Andy Rubenstein, Mike Del Greco, a couple other guys, all have questions regarding what Knappen was talking about with CCW and National Reciprocity and FOPA. Will my Florida be good? Will my Utah? It's way too soon to tell.
Yeah.
The bills are going to be massaged and all kinds of stuff is going to go on. But if you don't have a Florida or a Utah, get them anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you just don't know.
Yeah, I've got mine.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Cheryl's got hers.
Got mine.
So she's all hooked up. So just get them. Keep your eyes open as these bills progress through the Senate and see how they're going to change and morph into whatever they're going to morph into. So we don't really know right now. It's too soon to tell.
And when it comes out, let's just say, for argument's sake, it was passed and it was passed into law. Once it goes from there, it's all going to start to change anyway.
Correct. So, just hang on, guys. We'll get back to you when we can. So Cheryl's got her non-resident carry permit. And have you carried yet, Cheryl, or no? Not yet? No? Okay.
No, I've carried to and from the range.
Okay. That's all right.
I have people that take the class, and I say, well, why are you here today? I'm here to take the Florida non-resident. Do you plan traveling? No. Why do you want it? Because I can. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. That's what we want to hear.
Right.
Right.
Well, when I'm in Florida, where my mom lives, I would like to carry.
Good.
Because it's safer.
Absolutely.
I don't want to walk around.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't want to walk around.
Not, just saying I'm going to get hate mail now from Florida.
No, you never know. If I'm in Florida and I can carry, I will carry.
Well, of course, yeah. Because you can.
Exactly. I will feel safer.
Right.
And I will be able to protect my mom and myself.
Sure.
And whoever else I'm with.
And exercise your right.
Exactly.
And I would probably also suggest that before you do that you do take some advanced stuff. Mm-hmm. To learn how to carry, that you just don't have the gun, because it is so much different.
Exactly. Special undergarments, things of
correct.
That nature.
Right. Just, I say it all the time on my radio show. Colonel Jeff Cooper used to say, or Clint Smith, I'm sorry, used to say, carrying a gun should not be comfortable. It should be comforting.
Yes.
It's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be comforting.
It's a whole lifestyle change.
It's a pain in the ass to carry a gun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Attached to your person. And if it's in your purse, it's no good.
No, it's got to be on you.
Yeah. She's strong side hip. She just slapped her strong side hip, so she's familiar with that. So, Jimmy, what's next with you and Cheryl? What are you going to be teaching her next? You're going to let her shoot an AR.
Let's be honest. After she shoots the AR, she's going to be doing a build with me.
She'll be building an AR?
I'm telling you.
Once you shoot a .223 and you see how there's no kick and it's such a beautiful platform, you're gonna want one. And Jimmy's right, you're gonna want to build one.
Yeah, the best part about Cheryl is that usually we tell all the wives, call us, your husband's always here. It's the opposite for her. When her husband calls, we have to vouch that she's here.
Yeah. So whenever I'm in the hallway, I'll say to a wife, I'll be like, if you ever need your husband, just call 888 Gun for Hire and we'll patch him through for you. And the wife's laughing. I'm like, well, Well, it's better he's here than like at a bar right. or down at a casino yeah. right. or something.
Whipping out singles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they think that's always a funny chuckle. Yeah. But I guess now we know for Cheryl and her husband.
That's why the last present I bought for my husband was a gift that you had just put some new classes together for cool. the new year, which people should look online and see. And Jimmy taught... my husband had the nice class with the larger guns.
Yeah,
Moisen was in there.
No, he did the classic test drive.
Nice.
And he's former military. But see, this is what people are interested in, you know, things that they ordinarily wouldn't be
sure.
able to do.
Of course,
you know, yeah, and they get the class. And
it's
they get
not a monolithic
experience.
Sport.
Right.
I mean, shooting is so. vast
right.
as far as interests are concerned, and everybody finally finds their niches, and they like to play around in those niches, but they always like to experiment with something else that makes noise.
I gotta tell you, Dr. Pavel has helped my husband with his knees, because being in the military, both his knees from those jumps that he took and those forced marches were gone. No surgery. But Dr.
Wow,
Pavel
great.
Was able to give him the injections that he needed so that he could stand up.
Wow, that's great.
And
now you'll be able to
normally.
Show Doc how to shoot.
And now when Doc comes...
You can return the favor.
Yeah,
we
can return
the favor.
The favor. Yeah,
and
sure.
I said, you're gonna come and be my guest. I mean, he's busier than a one-armed paper hanger, but we're going to make sure.
Now we're going to get hate mail from one-armed paper
hangers. Yeah. And that's okay.
There's
all,
not
and
many
all those one-armed paper
left.
Hangers
yeah.
out there, you know, they're all going to be calling with that one finger.
Yeah.
How do I dial the phone with this?
You know, my father used to drive a tractor trailer, and he had a partner, a straight job truck, in a city. He had a partner. His partner's name was Eddie. And the guy had one arm and one eye. Honest to God. He had an accident as a kid. He wore an eye patch.
Uno?
One arm, and, you know, the shirt was... So I had never met him. I heard stories of him. So my father said...
What they call him? His nickname was Lucky? What?
His name was Eddie. So I was about 14 years old. My father said, Eddie's going to be coming to the house. When he comes, there's a package. You have to give it to him. So there's a knock on the front door. I open the front door, and there's this guy with one arm and one eye. And I said, Eddie. He goes, how did you know it was me?
I don't know. I took a stab in the dark.
Amazing.
He had a good sense of humor. He actually drove a straight drop truck with one arm and one eye.
How is that?
He would reach for the steering wheel and shift and use his body to hold the steering wheel.
That's the power of positive thinking.
Correct.
Coming
Norman
through.
Vincent Peale. Sandy and I talk about that all the time.
Yes, Norman
Mark
Vincent
11, 23, 24.
That's right.
Mark or Matt? Matthew.
Mark. Matthew.
11.
Matthew.
Matthew 11. Matthew 11. Is it Matthew 11, 23, 24? Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
All comes from Matthew.
Yes,
the power of positive thinking.
I'm Norman a firm Vincent believer Peale. In that.
Yes.
I got some stuff going on right now. I got the mojo working big time on that. Power of positive thinking. You can't be a defeatist.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. And that's why you're on the show.
And that's why I'm not sitting in a bed somewhere going, what was
that's
me?
That's right. Poor me. Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Or shopping in a mall, spending idle time.
I just love the fact that you're incorporating shooting into your physical therapy routine.
Yes.
It is.
Do you hear that out there, PTs? This is a really great... If you're a shooter and a physical therapist, think about this as a modality of treatment.
Hand-eye coordination,
yes.
breath control, stance, grip,
yeah,
finger control, follow through.
Yes.
Sure.
The whole bit.
Having fun...
What do you think? We should have a yoga shooting night, Jimmy?
Oh,
we put out the mats and everybody shoot.
We don't even
that
need to do yoga.
Kind of interesting.
No?
I don't do any yoga.
Too much
me
exercise.
Either.
No, I don't know how to do yoga.
I'm just looking for a chance to wear yoga pants. That's all.
I don't so
even
know.
Cheryl went,
that just, God, burned itself into
the
back
of
my
brain.
But you
would look nice in yoga pants. You would look nice in yoga pants with the Gun for Hire t-shirt over it. That's how I go to the gym.
That's, no. No.
Nice.
Don't encourage.
Seriously.
Oh, okay. No, don't encourage.
Okay.
This is not... We don't. We
it's
can't.
It's a personal
just,
choice.
I think I felt like I threw up a little bit in the back of my throat. Is that
a little bit?
Yeah.
Cut
yeah.
it out.
Just saying.
You know,
we
out.
Love
so
you.
So, what's your
but,
favorite gun to shoot, Cheryl?
Well,
if you have one.
As far as a pistol goes, I would say my Citadel 1911 is really nice.
Nice. Beautiful.
Nothing and, like a cocked and locked gun.
Oh
though, huh?
boy! And then after that comes the Glock.
Smooth gun to shoot,
and
simple
then,
to shoot.
And then my challenge was my .38
revolver.
Yes, that was my challenge, and I have to tell you.
Why you have a snubby or something?
Yeah, I have a snub.
Yeah.
And that was my challenge because I was so used to the automatic. Your people inside, your instructors are so nice to me.
Really?
It's unbelievable, Jimmy. There's other nice people in there besides you.
Oh, that's awkward.
You have to have a talk with these people.
Yeah, but all I did was ask and say to somebody, can you please help me? I'm having difficulty, you know, with this site. Is it me or is it the weapon? And then somebody came and helped me. I forgot his name, but he drew me a little picture and helped me and stood there with me, and I now practice.
Kicking butt now.
Did he draw it in crayon? Maybe it was Kenny.
Yeah, no, Kenny does it.
I don't know. He drew a smiley face after I hit a bullseye.
Oh, it was Kenny.
Oh, that was Kenny.
It was Kenny.
Yeah, if it was crayons and smiley faces. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They let him out every now and then.
Oh, Kenny's yeah. Like, from the special path.
Nice guy.
To water him.
Yeah, yeah. To water him. You have to expose him to sunlight every now and then.
Photogenesis. Remember
Kenny. Photogenesis.
This is crap on the staff day.
I remember it. So, Jimmy, talk to me. What are you going to do with Cheryl next? What AR are you going to have her shoot, and how are you going to start off doing it? Explain.
We're probably going to have her go with one of the lighter ones that we have here. Then we'll work our way up. But I want her to shoot some personal ones that we have here, some different calibers, so she can feel the recoil on each one, see how
our lack of recoil.
Yeah, right. See the difference from her classic rifles that she has. And then from there, she's going to get the bug and do a build with me. I guarantee next week she'll be here and we'll talk about it, how she's doing a new build.
You know, Cheryl, we have students that live in apartments and condos, stuff like I do. They use guitar cases to carry their guns. So it looks like you're taking a guitar lesson.
I got a little keyboard case. I mean, it's big, but it looks like it's a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks like I play piano.
Uh-huh. I mean, this is something to think about, too, if you want to keep the nosy neighbors
good idea.
How sad we have to do this.
And then if they ask you, can you play me a tune?
Oh, yeah.
I don't play for people. I'm not too good. I'm taking lessons.
Yeah, I'll play for you.
Yeah, smash it over your head. How's that? Yeah.
She's definitely going to take holster draw as well, though.
Oh, yeah, you got to learn how to practice.
Yeah, you definitely,
from a holster.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Holster draw.
If you're going to carry in Florida, you absolutely have to take a holster draw class.
And then you'll be able to holster draw on the range.
Right.
Which would be great. And you can practice every time you come in. Even if you're shooting your rifle, you can holster up your handgun and you can practice drawing. Even if you don't fire, you just practice. Then you can wear your holster at home, too, around the house with a loaded gun in it and get used to it. You know?
Yeah.
You have any kids at home?
No kids.
All right, good.
Thank goodness.
Good. But that's the way to do it, is to practice. So when you go to Florida, it doesn't feel unnatural to have the gun on your side already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. You're going to learn things. You're going to get caught in the rungs of the kitchen chair with the holster.
Yes.
Jimmy's going to talk about classes instead of me today. Hold on. Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
All right. So we have coming up, we have holster draw coming up next Thursday, February 26th. We have Urban Pistol 1. Urban Pistols, especially the ones, they sell out real quick. So Urban Pistol 1, we have that March 9th. We also have Urban Carbine 1, March 1st. And we have 4 spots available in the Mag 40, Masad Ayoub.
Only 4 left.
You better grab them.
Yeah. 2 days of live fire and 2 days of classroom.
By the great one, Masad Ayoub.
And then we have Low Light as well. Low Light, No Light, Level 1, March 23rd.
Anything else? Any other clinics, test drives, or anything we should know about right now?
We have a test drive. We have the shotgun, the March... Nope, I lied to you. It's the 23rd of February.
February 23rd, yeah. Shotgun test drive. 6 different shotguns.
We're going to be doing our part 2, offering jobs to terrorists so that they stop from being terrorists.
Oh, really? There's jobs
important, you know, because that's the reason they're terrorists, according to the White House, anyway.
Yeah, but Ali Akbar at Fort Hood, he had a good job.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was, a psychiatrist.
Yeah, he had a good job. And that was workplace violence.
It was workplace violence. Wasn't a terrorist.
That's unfortunate.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Hour Radio. Gunfire Radio is a counterthink media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Barone. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Cheryl, thank you so much for coming in. Jimmy,
thank you so much
for all your information. We love you guys. Wish you a very safe and happy duty week.
Thank you.
Yes,
same
that's
to you,
wonderful.
Sandy, and same to you, Anthony. And Jimmy. And Jimmy.
And say goodbye, Winston. Bye. See you guys next week. From sea to the shine.